Hey, this is Jay Thomas. Once again, I am at Women of Wrestling. Wow. It's getting ready for season two. I am here with Eye Candy, who unfortunately will not be on season two. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, all things considered. Yeah.
Came over and unfortunately you had a neck brace. You broke your neck. Was that in the ring?
Yes. I broke my neck wrestling in an independent show on the East Coast about 2.5 months ago. Had surgery to fix it. We're waiting for my plates to fuse in with my spine, and hopefully we'll be rocking and rolling back in that ring around fall.
You were kind of a big part of season one. I saw you a couple times on there.
Yeah, I was in three episodes. I was, you know, given the honor of being in the first episode, which is a big honor because that's the first time we're being introduced to the crowd as a product. And for them to believe in me to be like, oh, you're a good representation. We want you to be one of the first faces, one of the first, wow, superheroes that the fans get to meet. I like, felt so dope being like, oh, yeah, thanks, guys. And then I got to wrestle Chloe Hertz in that match. I got to wrestle Beverly Hills Babe. And in my last match of the season, I wrestled Havoc, which was a big one for me. That was like a dream match for me for a while.
Yeah, I watched Havoc a couple times last night, and I talked to her earlier. She's really good in the ring. And
oh, yeah.
I think the first time I saw you, actually, right before season one started, I talked to David McLean, and they sent me like a sampler of the first episode, and you were in it. I was like, she's really good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. I started wrestling in 2015, in February 2015. So even though I'm new to the WOW fans, I have been wrestling on the indies for about probably three and a half years before I was brought here.
Well, what got you into wanting to be a wrestler?
I had just been a fan for a really long time, since I was about 9 years old. I saw it. I fell in love with it. I was playing the video games before I even started watching it. But through that, I was like, man, I'm missing out. I gotta see this. I could see it every week. Grew into finding out more about indies and different companies, and that just made my love of it grow deeper, and I was like, I gotta do it. Like, I know I wanted to as a kid, and it seems really crazy when you're an adult, and you're like, I have to do something practical.
Yeah.
But it's treated me well. I mean, aside from this, like, neck brace that I have to wear right now. But all things considered, I've worked hard. I would say I lucked out, but I know I worked for it.
Right.
So,
well, who are some wrestlers that, when you saw them, you're like, that's what I want to do? Like, there's kind of the wrestlers that got me into it.
So when I started watching wrestling, I was big on Lita and Trish. I actually do a moonsault because I thought Lita was like awesome, and I just was like, oh, she's punk, she's awesome, and it was really graceful. Wanted to learn that. But Mickey James was actually the first wrestler I saw that was like, heck yeah, I gotta do this. Like, and Victoria was a big one for me, who I was actually able to meet earlier this year, and she's a sweetheart. So that's always very, like, humbling when your heroes are actually, like, cool people as well.
And now not only do you get to be one of those heroes, but you get to be a superhero.
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel to be a superhero of WOW?
I think I might have taken the term a little too literally. You know, being able to go through something like breaking my neck and continuing a match and still having the ambition and drive to one day get back to wrestling, it's not something I really ever thought of myself as, like, heroic or anything. But I have had, like, a few people be like, you are a real-life superhero. You are a real-life comic book character. And, you know, through this, I feel like I embody this term more than ever before, a WOW superhero. So I wear it with pride.
I mean, you know, with the little kids, that was one thing when I was at the show last night. There's all these little kids, and they're so into it and just looking up to everybody like, this is the most coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think the connection with children is so much more, like, pure and genuine. And obviously, that's when I got hooked into wrestling. But it's also my favorite crowd to work in front of, just because they're so excited always. And, like, it's, you feed off of them so much better.
Yeah.
There's the energy is just really, like, pumps through your veins.
How long have you been doing this for? Like, 4 years now?
Yeah, about 4 years. It's funny, I had my neck surgery on the anniversary of my first match. So 4 years, and I was like, oh, time caught up to me.
you were saying before, you know, we went on that you're kind of, you know, when you're better, you want to kind of train first again, retrain yourself to maybe do things a little differently.
You always hear people when you first start wrestling, they'll tell you that you feel invincible, but you're really not. And I always thought to myself, I was like, oh, I don't know. I think I'm like pretty cautious and I take care of myself. But you don't realize, you like truly don't realize until you're in the situation where you're hurt, the danger of what we do, the severity of the bumps that we take. So now I'm at a point where I obviously don't want to compromise dynamic of how I wrestle. I still definitely want to give that energy and that fighting spirit that I have. I just have to find a way to maybe, you know, take care of my neck a little bit more.
So does that mean less moonsaulting, or is that still out there?
So that's a thing that I've been wrestling with, Dutch, a little bit since this happened. It's definitely something I still want to do. I don't know if I could do it as regularly, but it might be a fun little thing to keep in my back pocket, you know, when things are really in peril.
Well, I think it's definitely a move to pull out on those special occasions for sure. So maybe not doing like a moonsault to the floor probably wouldn't be the best idea.
I've done that a few times, and every time I'm like, oh, I hope I got a good video because that hurt.
That's the thing. People are like, well, they learned how to do it. Yeah, that's still going to hurt. Do it a moonsault from the turnbuckle onto the floor. That's still going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah. Your knees take the brunt of that one.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to see it season two, but what are you looking forward to seeing in season two? Who do you watch, like, to get inspired with WoW?
I mean, Tessa is, like, really at the top of her game, but also, like, a great role model for what women wrestling is. And she works hard. She is amazing. Like, I watch her wrestle, and I'm just like, oh my god, I hate you. How are you that good? So she's always exciting to watch. There's a reason she's the champion. Like I said, Havoc was someone I was a fan of long before she was brought to WoW. So it's always exciting watching her. I've been appreciative to able to see like Faith the Lioness, oh, yeah, and Beast, who are, you know, WoW trained, to see their growth and just how much like charisma they have,
yeah,
and how much they've put into learning how to wrestle. So I admire that as well.
Well, they're going to have a fun time in season two, and hopefully maybe we'll see you at the back end of two, or definitely season three.
Yes, definitely season three. I'm hoping for the back end of season two, like you mentioned, but we're not going to put all our eggs in one basket and rush this recovery. We're going to take our time, and so when I come back, I'm coming back strong as ever.
All right, thank you very much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you eventually.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. It was nice chatting with you.